Shane Riley from Business Local. Now we're going to chat about small business startup failures and success and various things like that.
That's right, Draco. It was interesting the other day I was reading that, you know, 30% of small businesses, startups, fail in the first year. And by the end of the fifth year, 75% of those small businesses have failed.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty big figures. Some time ago, the University of Sydney of Technology did a study into this and found the top reasons why this occurred. And they usually, by frequency, the financial management, bad general management, poor record keeping and compliance, lack of sales and marketing plans, and failure to seek advice externally when there was an issue.
Okay, so, but are most of these covered in a good business plan?
Well, they are. All of them are covered in a good business plan. A good feasibility study for a start, and then a solid business plan. And good business plans are written around as much research, but more importantly, as many facts as you can do, as you can get in there, possibly before you even open the doors. And so, do you know that only 3% of businesses start with a business plan?
Wow.
That's
that is pretty bad.
That is, yeah. A solid one, right? That is written down. Everybody's got an idea and a strategy in their head and so forth, but a written down business plan, only 3% can actually produce that they produced and they made before they opened their door.
God almighty. Is this sort of like, you've got a lot of people that are just gung-ho and going, yes, we got a business, we're going to do this, and just not really crossing their T's and dotting their I's, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, it's about passion. I mean, people have a really good idea, and some businesses have really great ideas and great products, but still don't make it. And yet the not-so-good quality and whatever products make a real big name for themselves, and that's because of the planning and the strategic moves and the focus that's on there, and it's not all about internal passion about what's the best thing.
Right. Yeah.
But really, the other reason businesses fail is that people don't get to fulfill their personal dreams and visions with their business. So without planning your business, you don't get the opportunity to plan how this business is going to achieve your personal dreams and plans. When the two don't mesh, you have a real issue with direction and passion to keep going and stability. So just briefly, if you want a 97% better chance than everybody else starting up, just do a business plan.
Easy as that. Shane, thank you very much.
Thank you.